For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's time to bring in DP for the spillover. We're talking about food challenges during the break and how I'm a wussy, which I am. That's fine, DP. I'll take the name calling.
DP as a coldness to him that troubles me.
Do you accept?
I asked him how Mark Onweiler handled the hot chip challenge, which is debilitating. And he just said, he smiled and said, "Not well."
Nobody handles it well.
That's the intention.
You say that with too much joy in your voice.
Well, because I'm used to friction. I'm used to friction. I expect it. So it doesn't bother me as much.
DP is with us.
Yes.
Welcome,
DP. With us from the spillover. He's got old school and one-on-one following us. DP, let me ask you this. I was talking to Sip the last segment about this, but I'm curious. You are a big-time NFL fan. You always have been. You've been involved in the NFL for a long time. Mm-hmm. Is wild card weekend the best weekend of the season in terms of the action, or do you view a different weekend as the best for the NFL?
Week one is the best.
I agree with you.
This is the next best.
This is second best.
Yeah, this is I will take
week
I
one is
this
beautiful.
Week one.
Oh gosh,
everybody's got a
We're
chance.
We're all back.
Right?
The party's on.
We don't know any of the answers to the quiz. We all kind of show up going, all right, what do we got here?
Yep.
We have to relearn the teams and relearn what they're doing and all that stuff. And then this is the weekend where the work is shown, right? And look, whoever the Good masterful point. Person was who decided to give us a Monday night football wild card.
You're a fan
game.
Of this?
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, another Monday night of football?
Yep.
Look, more football is better. Like, that should be on a shirt. Give me more football. So the Monday night, the three games on Sunday, I'm all for.
Okay.
The two on Saturday, bravo.
So are you parked this weekend? Are you watching all of it?
All of it. Every
second.
Well, I committed to going to watch, because we have the Talk and 10 show. The gymnastics show, I committed to going and watching their competition tomorrow, which is 6 o'clock.
So, 6 o'clock.
I'll miss that part of it. But otherwise, yeah, I'm watching all of it.
All right.
Yeah, what I was asking Sip, I listed all six games this weekend, but what game are you looking forward to the most of all the six games?
I'm reliving the catch.
Okay, that's what I thought you'd go Niners Cowboys.
I'm reliving the catch because it's such a big moment. And
really,
oh, anytime the Evil Empire took a loss, I celebrate out loud, like just watching them just sitting on the field pondering their misery.
You like the pain. What did I say about DP? The coldness concerns me. You don't like the Evil Empire at all.
No, it's a part of my DC birthright.
Yes, you're right.
Despises.
Okay. All right, now I forgot about that part. Yeah, I get
part
that.
It's just solely that.
It's ingrained in you.
Yeah, like early on we learned bad. You know, stars yeah. bad.
The star is bad. The
star is bad.
The blue star is evil.
The blue star is evil.
We don't like that.
No, we do not. It,
the silver and blue and white. Nah.
No, let don't him like fall. That.
You didn't have any problem with Tom Landry, though, did you?
Of course.
He How wore, could you have a problem with Tom
He wore slacks
Landry?
With white socks and black shoes. What is going on there?
What kind of swag is going on there?
But he's a very gentle
what
man.
What is going on there?
He was
there?
A gentleman.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he? That's not the memo
he
I got.
He seemed like that a gentleman.
No, he seemed like a real, real jerk. That's what he seemed like.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Didn't you see North Dallas 40?
We're talking about Tom
Didn't you
Landry.
See North Dallas 40?
No.
You've never seen
it. I knew that was going to be the reaction. Yeah, I knew that was going
to be. Look at him. He almost took off his hat.
This is not.
Look
not,
at his face.
Are you feigning in the
How is that?
Look at his
Jake
face.
Knows me.
How is that? How are you a sports guy and you haven't seen North
Dallas
40?
Don't say that. You can't say how are you a sports guy to me because it doesn't.
I can say that. How do you not understand the culture?
Well, the reason you can't say it is because I generally don't watch a lot of the Hollywood
he
sports movies.
He doesn't watch
movies.
Sports movies.
Yeah. Hollywood He's sports movies. I don't like watching things that never happen.
It did happen. Peter Jent was a Dallas Cowboy, and he told like the whole point of him was so the coaching character was absolutely Tom Landry, and it's the point. It was amazing.
Okay,
it's amazing. Do yourself a favor.
Watch North Dallas 40.
Go back and watch North Dallas. Nick Nolte. I think it's Nick Nolte's best performance.
I've seen bits of it, like you know when it's on.
And the scene of them. After the season ends, where the coach says, "You know, that's just it. You don't respect the game. You know, you don't respect the game." And he goes, "Wait a minute, I play the game." He goes, "Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. Every time you call it a business, I call it a game." And it's one of my favorite quotes because it's just that's what all of this stuff is. College sports is now that thing.
Interesting.
Pro sports is all that thing. John Matuszak in an acting role. Pretty incredible.
You're selling it really well, Bob.
Oh, man. Who's the singer? Mac Davis plays quarterback.
Okay.
Oh, and some of his lines are in there. It's good stuff.
Okay.
And Nick Nolte's finishing. He goes, "Sometimes you gotta put childish things away." And that's when he knew it was time to retire.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You sold that incredibly well.
Yeah. No, go see it.
I'm curious, DP, because we don't use hate, but we can despise people. You have long hated the Rico saying the Patriots are in the playoffs. Congrats. You had to endure some pain for that to happen.
He's back, though.
The one chip challenge.
Look at his smiles back.
DP, do you have a list of like your top five most despised Cowboys ever? Like do you know them atop your head?
Despised is relative to
I'm curious
to how much success they had.
All right.
But free agency has flipped some of that because like Deion played there and then he came to DC. Okay. So I'm like, okay. And those never go well for Washington, by the way. They never go well. Dwayne Thomas did it. There were a bunch of Cowboys who came to Washington. But the guys that broke my heart, Clint Longley is top of the list. Clint Longley was a quarterback that was a reserve that came off the bench on Thanksgiving Day. Washington was up, and Clint Longley came out of nowhere off the bench. We knocked out the starting quarterback. Longley comes in from Texas Abilene, him and his curly locks, and threw a deep pass to beat us at the end of the game. Despised.
He's number one.
Who was
number
the starter for the Cowboys that day?
That was Staubach.
Was it? Okay. We're going back a ways.
Well, we're going way back.
Clint Longley.
Okay. And then the beauty of it, but I also respect him because he thought he had earned the starting job and then got into a locker room brawl with Roger Staubach. Pretty exceptional, right? Like, oh, yes, yes. Cowboys are fighting. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Bill Bates, don't like him.
You know that name?
Billy Bates, played safety. You know, they kind of sold him as the All-American guy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Rock jaw, granite jaw.
Yeah.
You know, that
yes.
dude.
Yeah.
Shut up. Take the loss. Shut up Whoa. And take the loss. Shut up Whoa. And take the loss. Take the loss. No, I just, Art Monk owned, like, go away.
Art Monk owned Billy Bates.
I love Randy Martin.
Okay.
Randy White.
Randy White.
Randy
played,
White.
Because he played at Manster. He played at Maryland, so he was kind of the icon of that space. But when things got good and the Hogs were at their apex, it was just Jeff Bostic, Russ Grimm, Mark May, Joe Jacoby just lining up and telling Randy White, guess what, bruh? We're coming right
wow, this
here.
Is a fan. This is a fan.
Right
yeah,
here.
I love it. I
they
love
come
this.
They come in the game. They send the play in. Theismann calls the play, and Russ Grimm goes, nope, run it.
Whoa.
He put his hand in the dirt, tell Randy.
Russ Grimm?
Randy White, here we come.
Russ Grimm.
Here we come. Yeah, here we come.
He was a Washington player.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Russ Grimm coached with Whipple at Pittsburgh.
Yeah, one of the greats. He was the Cardinals head coach for a bit.
That's right. Yeah, I remember.
You know, but they would just tell him.
Yeah.
They go, listen up, big boy. Bob Brunick, hey, big, we're coming right this way. Right? What are we on? What play are we running?
Right here.
Yeah, that's what
right
Whipple
here.
Quoted Russ Grimm the other day as saying, good teams run the ball when the other team knows you're going to run it.
In the era of great run defenses, Washington and the Hogs changed football.
The Hogs.
They changed football. That's why I'm enamored by the pipeline, because I want to see that sort of football come back. Where I
physical,
can just,
tough
I can,
football.
Yeah, I mean, it's cute to chess move you through the pass game. But there's something to be said for being able to manipulate large humans in short
this
space.
Man should have a show called Old School.
He might have. I think he might.
No, in short space. I mean, when the Niners were elite and the Steelers were fantastic, you know, Cowboys Washington was iconic.
I remember.
And because they knew each other so well. And those games, really high-level games, just like Nebraska-Oklahoma back in the day, they weren't about schemes. They were about being able to produce. Can you execute? Like, everybody knew what everybody was doing.
This is magic.
Right? So
this is beautiful.
This is what SIP needs.
Well, but that's – so if it's one thing to fool you, but there is some machismo to, can I just, through my will, get what I want? And that sort of football can still exist.
Uh-huh.
It can still exist, whether people are willing to find 22 offensive players who are willing to commit to it and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's inconvenient, right, when the weather's bad, when it's, you know, when somebody's resisting you, when friction shows up, are you willing to continually stick to what you
Yeah, want? I always get really wary and skeptical when I hear, this guy's got to outthink you. You know, like
I'm okay
we're
gonna, with
I'm gonna out scheme you.
No, I'm okay with the chess match because
I'm okay with it, but I prefer just okay. We're gonna line up and we're gonna do this.
Stop us.
Well, yeah. but we're smarter now because we understand that space is offense and offense is space. Mm-hmm. So that applies in basketball. It applies in football too. That if I can spread you out, the spread offense is a run offense.
I know.
It removes people from the space. And then if you can spread it and still be physical within the boundaries, the game becomes easy for you.
This isn't necessarily a new conversation, though. I mean, I can remember very well Don Coryell
mm-hmm.
and Dan Fouts. And I was always a little bit – I just couldn't take them that seriously.
Well, but they had Chuck Muncy and Tony Galbraith running behind Dan Fouts.
That's true.
So, like, I mean, Muncy was a monster.
Yeah.
Chuck Muncy was a monster. He was 6'3", 215,
220. Did they ever win a Super Bowl?
They got to – remember, they had a really good run, and then they had the great battle with Miami, with the Dolphins in the playoffs. That was exceptional. And then the other time where they were really good, they went to sub-zero weather in Cincinnati, and it was like, oh,
this ain't going to work today.
This you're going to throw this brick of granite 30 yards and expect me to catch it? Yeah, that's
I lost
not
a finger
yeah.
that
to me, the NFL was like Pittsburgh Steelers and Franco Harris. I mean, that's
But, I mean, those Raiders, Steelers.
Raiders, too. Right, Mark Van Egan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Clarence Davis.
Yeah.
Those guys who just.
Remember Mark Van Egan?
Yeah, Van Egan. Look.
See, me and we're old school.
To be able to get in.
He was a white running back and a good one.
He really was.
Good eye back. I mean, he was a tailback.
He really was. And then, of course, they would move them around. They had several runners. They had
That's
Smith,
true.
Smith and Davis that they would kind of move around. But they had Art Shell, Gene Upsaw, Jim Otto
Hello.
On one side of the
and
line.
Casper.
And then Casper, who was technically the most athletic big man
dude.
In the history of the NFL.
Big dude.
Playing tight end, who was actually a tackle. At
imagine Vokalek catching 50 passes this year. That was Casper.
Because they would put him on a safety because the safety would have to come downhill. Mm-hmm. And here's some 6-foot safety, and there's Dave Casper just 265 pounds.
Could run.
Goes to the post. Is one
could
of
run.
Heartbreaking. I was in Baltimore for that. From back in the day when the Raiders played the Colts and Burt Jones and Lydell Mitchell and guys, right?
Lydell Mitchell.
And goes to the post. Goes to the post, won it late, and you just went, wow.
Lydell Mitchell.
Yeah, Penn Stater.
Yep. Tough runner inside.
Tough runner, great pass receiver out of the space.
God, we're killing people right now, DP. It's old school is on.
That's it. I'm sorry.
I love it. I love it.
you got to send us some old school NFL.
I like you talking NFL because you don't do it very much. Mm-hmm. He's an old school NFL guy.
Yeah, because well, I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah, there's love for it.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Cowboys Niners tomorrow, 3:30 on CBS. That's the game. Yeah, you know, that's the one. DP's reliving the catch. He's pulling for the Niners tomorrow.
Dwight Clark,
or
back
Sunday,
of the end zone.
Me.
Montana, pump fake. Get him to move. Hands down. Back of the end zone. Only person who could catch it was Dwight Clark. 87 elevates. Cowboys are sad. Sad. The Cowboys are sad.
This is like me when the Patriots lose, DP.
Yeah, Jake's
same
like that.
Thing. I revel in it. I just revel in it. It's just a wonderful thing.
You know what's coming.
I do.
God bless you, DP.
All right, DP, thank you. Old School is next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen. See you.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.